Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Vav. Picking up on the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Hamechalel Eser Shabbos. Continue on. People that are going to be Chayev for Chayev Skila. Says Rashi, the Choshev Leitana bin Eskalim kigon shechilu b'malacha gemura. Someone's Mechal Shabbos, but Dover shechayavim al zdonu karis. In a matter that if he would be Chayev, if he did it mezid karis, val shegegasu chatas, and for if it be a shogeg a chatas, that person is going to be chayev skila. Says Rashi, kigon davar sheish bo maisa umeleches machsheves v'lo mesasek, something that has a action involved with it, and it's meleches machsheves. You thought about it, you understood it, you know what's going on, and it was done with it like an intent and not mesasek without realizing what you're doing. Says Gemara. That implies that there's something that's called Chil Shabbos. Ve'in chayavin lo al shigigaso chatas v'lo al zedono karis. Is there such a thing that exists? Ma'ahi, what is it? Tchumin v'alib d'Rabbi Kiva. Then says yes, it's the Tchum Shabbos. You know, you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amas outside of the outskirts of a town, and that's when in the world of Rabbi Akiva, who learns out from Psukim that in Sechasota Chavzamer Bei says Rashi that Tchum Shabbos is a de'oraisa, and even though it's not one of the malachas of Shabbos, right? He agrees it's not part of the. If you look at the third malachas, it's brought down in Shabbos. So Shabbos of Ayin Gimel, you won't find Tchum to be one of them. Nonetheless, he holds de'oraisa. So therefore, you're not chayiv zdono kares and shigasuchatas, but it is a de'oraisa. And havara, that would be lighting a fire, according to. This Vecholkas we've seen a few times, and that is, why is it that the Torah decided to go ahead and write, Lo Savaru Esh B'chol Moshav Seichem, don't kindle a fire in your midst on Shabbos? If we know that this is part of all the 39 Malachas, why would you Dafka write that one? It's the only one that's written out explicitly, and it answers the Rashi, the Damar Lav Yatzas. It was brought out to tell you that you're over a Lav, but again, you're not going to be Chayev Zdono Kares Nishigar Suchatos, and that's why that person wouldn't get skill, according to Amman Damar. Says the next Mishnah. Hamakalos Avivim, if someone goes and he curses his father and his mother, Enu Chayev Ad Shekalim Hashem, they're not going to be Chayev until they're Makal with the shame, the full name of Hashem. Kill him Bekinoi, if he did it with a Kinoi, like Shakai or Tzavakos, or Chanun or Rachum, says Rashi, which is amazing, the Shemus of Hashem, or Chanun or Rachum, then Rabbi Meir, O Mechayev, Acham Potter. Meir says, you're Mechayev, Acham says, you're Potter. Says the Gemara, Man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim? Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi, who? The Tanya, Rabbi Nachum, Menachem bar Rabbi Yossi Omer, binakvo shem you must. Right, the pasuk says when he blasphemes the name, he shall be put to death. Says Rashi, binakvo you must. Should have just written binakvo. If he curses Hashem, he blasphemes Hashem, then he's going to die. Well, my time at Lomer shame. Why did you say the word shame over there? Obviously, that's what we're talking about. Meino inyan lo. Dog seven, no kib shame, teneu inyan the makala of vimo. So far, it's coming to teach us that idea. Ma tomad lomer shame, says Gemara. Liman makama of vimo, shame uchayev at shakal. Shame is coming to teach you about the fundamental. I can be chayev until they're cursed by shame. Tanu rabbanon. Ish. If you look at the pasuk, the pasuk says it's about cursing a parent. Ki ish, asher yikal is aviv his imo, mos yumas aviv imo. Kilel, Dom of Bo. So it says, when a man, why have the double lushan over there? We're going to dash this whole pasuk. Asher Yikalos Aviv, who curses his father and his mother, he will certainly die. Of his father and his mother, he has cursed, his blood is upon him. Ish, Matam Alomer Ish, why are you saying both? Lerabos, Bas, Tumtum, Badrogonus. They're going to include a daughter, a Tumtum, that's somebody who has skin covering over that we're not sure if it's a male or female, and a Drogonus, where they have both. Signs of both a male and a female, these people are going to be chayev if they go and they curse their parents. Says, continue on, I'll show you kal of vesimo, curse a father and mother in the ala of vima. I don't know if he did both them. Of shalim, I don't know if he did only his father, only his mother, curse them, they're going to be chayev misa. Tamin lomer. Both success. Aviv imo kilo damabo. His father and his mother, he has cursed, his blood is upon him. Aviv kilo, imo kilo. Right, and the way that it's written, like he curses father, or he curses mother. It's written separately. The Rabbi Yoshe, Yonasan Omer, Mashmish Shnehem Keechad. When the pasuk brings down a din about two things, and it connects it with a vav. What does that imply? It's av v'imo. It implies both of them together. Umashma echad b'fnei atzmo. It's also mashma. It can mean one or the other. It doesn't have to mean both. It could be either both or one or the other. Achivet l'chalakasov yachtov. Unless the pasuk goes out of its way and explains the word, says the word yachtov, and he says the word yachtov like the pasuk lo sacharush b'shor uvachamor yachtov. Don't plow an ox and a donkey together. The fact that it's just together, we learned that if it didn't have that word, then it would have meant that it's usher to plow with either an ox or a donkey. Therefore, that's when it says reactive. Musi must, they should surely die. How so? Biskila. Atom biskila, you know, the bach is becoming Zimmer's Torah. You say skila, maybe it means another misa. Nemer kan, dumb of bow. It says we're dumb of bow. Nemer Hullen says another place by Oviedoni. It says the same idea, the same Lushan, the main bum. And Malahullen biskila, Afkam biskila. Just that's the skill set we hear. Okay. Now, Onesh Shamanu, we find the actual punishment if you curse your parent. Azhar Minayin, where do we learn that? Azhara. Talmud Lomer, okay, now this is where the pasuk can be understood in either way. Some explain it to mean Elohim lo sekalo, that's talking about cursing a judge, the word Elohim meaning a judge. And some say that it's Elohim lo sekalo, which means it's talking about Hashem. But here we're going to look at it as follows, right? Now, Onesh Shamanu, Azhar Minayin, Talmud Lomer, Elohim lo sekalo, don't curse a judge. And the pasuk ends by saying that not only a judge shouldn't curse, but also v'nasi ba'amcha losaor, a leader among your people, you don't go ahead and curse either. Im haya aviv dayin, let's say his father is a judge. Harehu b'chlal Elohim lo sekalo, right? Then it's included in that. V'maya nasi, and his father is a leader of the Jews, then harehu b'chlal v'nasi ba'amcha losaor. He's included in that pasuk. Ain't no low dying for a nasi minayin. What happens if he's not a dying? He's not a nasi. Then how do you know you're going to be chayef? Amar tarei atodan binyan av mishneim. Right. So you can say you can learn a binyan av. That's where you have an idea, and we learn out from that idea to everything else. Right. A judge and a leader. Lori nasi kri dying. Lori dying kri nasi. The nature of the leader is not like that of a judge, and that of a judge is not like a leader. Lo I dayan kiri nasi, that of a judge, not like a leader. Shari dayan atamatsuva al arasa, you're chayav to listen to what he paskins. Kiri nasi, shiya tamatsuva al arasa, you're not chayav to listen to what he paskins. It's not a lachic authority here. Lo I nasi kiri dayan, also the nature of a leader is not like that of a judge. Shanasi atamatsuva al arasa, there, you're chayav for rebelling against him. Kiri I dayan, shiya tamatsuva al arasa, you're not chayav to rebelling against him. But you're not let a curse a judge and also not a leader. Therefore, what's the common denominator is that Shahin Ba'amcha V'atamusar Kulasan, they are part of your nation and you're going to be held responsible for cursing them. Shahin Ba'amcha, Rashi says, Osin Mesa Amcha, they're behaving as part of your Am. And again, you're chayav from cursing Af Avi Avicha, so Tobin your father. Who also you can't curse about Amcha v'tamusar kulaso. He is part of your nation, and therefore you're going to be chayev, you know, as us to go and to curse him. In fact, the Gemara, who says, maybe Matzah the Shavu Shemen, the Chabad the Amber, Shekein Gedulasa and Garmelahen, that their greatness is what caused them to be protected from being cursed. I mean, both of these are in high positions, therefore it makes sense because of this thing. That's why it's also to curse them. But if your father doesn't have that high position, then there's a reason you can't curse him. Talmud Lomer lo sekalo chirish. If another pasuk says, don't curse a deaf person. But and those are talking about the exalted and the upper ones. Those are the lower ones. Those are b'shvelim. Kama Yehudim ha'amalalim b'sefer Ezra. If these are people that are on a lower level, you can't curse them either. So, said the Gemara, and if you're going to say, but Malacheris, Shekin Charishosu Gormelo, his deafness has caused him to get protected of ear. Why? Because the fact that this person is so Midoshu Shafel, his love of Kosov, Shlutavazeu, because he's so low, the Pasuk says not to disgrace him. He's already in this low state over here. V'lo t'areu, not to cause him pain. Because of the fact that he puts it on his heart, and he's feeling really painful, pain because of that. So a leader and a judge is going to teach you that. Not only they're the ones like that. Mala nasi v'dayin shehein gedulas and garmelan, because their greatness is stopping and protecting them. So the person who's a cheresh will show that not only they're the ones who get it, v'chazar den, and it goes back and forth. The lo rizek rizeh, v'lo rizek rizeh. Each one doesn't have the same idea. What's the common denominator between them? Shehem ba'amacha v'lo musar v'eh. They're part of your nation, and it's also to curse them. So did your father also. In fact, maybe you could say that this judge, this leader, and this deaf person, there's another thing that binds them together, that they're all different. They're different than the normal population. That is, it's only the extremes, those that are either exalted or those that are very lowly, each one having their reason, but not everyone. Ella, so rather, let's learn it out from another thing. Ibke nichtov kra, if you want to say that it's only applying to those people that are so different from the norm, then let it say, O Elohim v'cherish, either it's an isser against a judge and a deaf person, and don't worry about the leader part, the nasi, you don't have to say that. O nasi v'cherish, I'll talk about a nasi v'cherish, right? Because we have Elohim is the judge, is a high level, a nasi is a high level, and a cheresh is low level. So just write about Elohim and cheresh, or nasi and cheresh. Elohim, lamadli, why do I have to go write that also? Meino inyan lagufo, teneo inyan l'aviv. If it's not for its own thing, then we go and we pass it over to its father, his father. So it says, gemara, honi chalaman damer Elohim chol. If you translate the word Elohim as chol, as a judge over here, so then, okay, everything's good and dandy. Elohim damer kodesh, one who says it's Elohim, you no longer have three things. All you have is judge and cherish, right? One exalted, one low, and those are the two, but nobody in between. Says Gemara, right? The Tanya, Elohim chol, Tiri Bishmal, Rikiva Omer, Elohim is Kodesh. V'tanya, when we turn the price, I realize when Yaakov Omer, Ashor Lemavarach is Hashem, and how do we know there's a warning against not cursing Hashem, Tamad Lomer, Elohim lo sekalo. Therefore, we're left back to the question, how do you know the Father? Because all you know is the high level and the low level and Hashem, but what about your Father? Lamad Domer, Elohim chol, Gamer Kodesh Michol. So we come out and we say that according to the one who says Elohim means a judge, so okay, so we learn out Gamer Kodesh Michol, therefore we learn out Kodesh from Chol. We learn, Begodesh lechol ani lomed. We learn that just like it's us to curse a judge, of course it's going to be us to go ahead and curse Hashem. Lamad dar mel kim kodesh, garmina chol mi kodesh, garmina chol mi kodesh, right? We go and we say, that we're going to learn out Chol, a regular person, a judge, just like it's us to curse Hashem, so it's us to curse a judge. So therefore we find that there is an issur in cursing a judge, and therefore we have the word nasi is going to be extra now. It says Rashi, and then we go and place it onto Father. It says Gemara, Bishlam lamad amir Elohim chol, Gemara kodesh michol. We can learn out kodesh from chol, right? It's also to curse a judge, and also to curse Hashem. Lamad amir Elohim kodesh, Gemara chol mi kodesh. You're going to learn out chol from kodesh. We can learn out an isser of cursing judges from that of Hashem. Dilma kodesh azir cholol azir. Maybe it's only on cursing a kodesh baruch hu, but not on a judge. Like, how could you learn it that way? It says Gemara im kain. If that's really true, if the pasuk wants to teach us only that of Hashem, it's lechtav kra lo saka. Let it say lo saka, which means you shouldn't curse with only one lamed in there. If it's one lamed, then we can learn out it's talking about that of ha kodesh baruch hu. You turn the page. My losakalel. Why did you use this double lamed over there? You shouldn't curse. Shema bino atayti. We learn out two things over here: one against Hashem and one against cursing a judge. And then now we have the idea of Hashem, judge, and cheresh. And we actually have four now, right? We have Hashem, judge, leader, and cheresh. And then we have this same concept over here that judges learned that from Hashem. And then we have judge and Hashem, so why do I need to have Nasi? And therefore, that extra thing is being put onto also the Father as well. And that, my friend, ends that Neguda. Okay, Zuck, the next Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Haba al Naira Hamarasa, Eno Chayef, Achete Naira Besula Marasa. Let's say, again, this is going back to a Skila situation. If someone is with a Naira Marasa, she is a Naira, which is between 12 and 12 and a half, and she is Marasa, she is in a state of Erisin, then he's not going to be Chayav Misa until she is a Naira, between 12 and 12 and a half, Besula, a virgin, Me'orasa, and engaged, V'hiba Be'savia, and she's still in her father's home. Says Rashi, the Me'ute Masra Ha'av, L'shluchei Abav, is into the Derech. This is excluding the case of where the father of the that the father gave over for the shlichim of the Baal. She's on her way there, and there's no sin that happens at that stage. Bo'alesh, Naim, let's have two men that have tashers with her. Says Rashi, V'dayim hi besula. Okay, going to Bo'alesh, Lukadarka. Then a Rishon is Skila. First one is going to be Skila, V'asheni V'chenek. Second one is going to get Chenek. First one is Skila, right? Because Rashi says, the Mishke Isha Ish Kisiv. V'asheni V'chenek. The Be'ulihi, because she is a Be'ula. V'ha stama rebihi, n'omer shalo kedaka nafka le michlal besula, come on. And the stama is going in the world of Rebbe, who says that shalo kedaka, we learn out, she's moved out of the klal of besula, even though shalo kedaka. Tana Rabbanon says in Gemara, naira v'lo begeris, which says naira means an error, not a begeris, means she can't be over 12 and a half. Besula v'lo beula, she's got to be a virgin and not a beula. A non-virgin, Me'orasa v'lo nesua. It's got to be that she's engaged, but that she's fully married. But Be'savia, Prat Shemaser, L'Shemaser Av, Shulchim Baal, when excluding if he gave it over to the Shulchim of the Baal. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Meir. Everything we said was Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chacham Omrim, Naira Merasa, Afilu Ketana B'mashma. A Naira Merasa, this is even if she is a Ketana. The machlokus is whether or not we understand a certain word in the pasuk when it says "Vanasana isha shochev ima lavia naira chamishim kasef," that it sounds like someone's with a naira merasef to pay 50 shekel. That there was machlokus in ksuvas about whether or not it's also to a naira, even to a katana. In other words, does naira mean to exclude only a bogaris if she's above 12 and a half, and not that or the other way? How do we know that the Mishnah is going with Rabbi Meir? And then when it says, unless she's a Naira, it means to exclude a Naira and a Bulgaris. It's just excluding a Bulgaris, but not exclude a Kitana. So Ravina said back, says, Hi, Eino Chayev Achitahe Naira Basulam Arasa. Eino Chayev Ela Al Naira Basulam Arasa Mibayale. Vesu lo midi. If the whole purpose was to go ahead and to exclude only a Bulgaris, then somebody who's with an Amirasa is not chayev to be stoned unless she's a Naira, and actually Naira Basula Meorasa, it should have said, Enu chayev Ela al Naira Basula Meorasa Miboyele. It should have said they're not chayev Ella, except for these particular things, Vesu lo midi, and then nothing else could be said about that. What does it mean? Nothing else to be said about that? Says Rashi, "Ain od lahaknit bedaver." There's nothing else to fight about. The vadim is Rabbi Meir for sure. This is talking about Rabbi Meir, and it's also excluding a ketana. Boimine, so we know it's Rabbi Meir that if you're with a nai merasa, a ketana merasa, you're not going to be chayev. The winner wants to know. Boimine, Rabbi Yaakov barada birav. Bo ketana merasa, Rabbi Meir ma. Okay, according to Rabbi Meir, he'll say if you're with a ketana merasa, what's the din? Legami mimaitli, you want to say that he's totally off the hook from getting killed? O miskila mimaitli, it's only from skila that he's off the hook, but he will get chenek. All right, says Rashi, aval chenek mechayve. And for the Gemara, Amrle, he says back, Mustaba Miskila Maitle. It makes sense to say that it's from Skila that it's off the hook, but he's definitely going to be Chayiv for Chenek. Ay, Vahoksev, Umesu Gamishneim. We know the Pasuk says that both of them now must die. Rashi says, Kimatze Ish Shochevim Isha Be'ulas Baal. Umesu Gamishneim. Isha Shochevim Isha, the man who's with the women, Isha. And Gamishneim. Ha'isha Shochev Im Ha'isha Ve'ah. You should remove the evil from your midst. This guy is with an Naira Merasa. She's also going to be chayv as well. Obviously, we're talking about where she was complicit. So, both of them have to die, which tells us, both of them have to be equal, meaning they have to both be actually chayv to be killed. Now, since she's a katana, she can't be killed, so the man should also be off the hook as well. Shosagrav, Rav is quiet. Amishmol. My time is Shosagrav. Why was he quiet? The name Alei, he should have said, Umesa Isha Sheshachav Ima Livado. We also have Pasuk says the man who lies with her, he himself will die alone. Right, this is talking about, let's say she's below the age that the legal age, then only the other one is killed. Right, Rashi says Ba'arusa Ksev Im Basadi Yimatzei Ish as a Naira Murasa the Hechzik Ba Ish Shachav Ima Ube Umesa Ish Asher Shachav Ima Levadon Lehi dies Lamali Ilem Lamute Lidida Habahedik Ksev. If you want it to be my Torah, but it says explicitly, Ulanaira lot don't do anything. Ella lahavi esaba alakatana midaita. It's
coming to include a case of where someone who was with a katana midaita with her das v'afagav depatur dida lav mishum ones el mishum katnas the ihi lav bar onshin lagamre ihu miu mechayva. Mary is still going to be chayev. So the Gemara says katanai. You know what? This is actually machlokas tanai about when one of them is below the legal age, whether the other one gets killed or not.
Tonight, as if to be of the same, you know, equal that they're both in the chiyuv. That's Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Umesa Isha Asher Shachav Yimal Avado. The pasuk says, when the man who lay with her alone will die, and this is teaching that the punishment is imposed even if only one of them is at the right age. V'ida Chem Rabbi Yonasan Hahi Umes Gam Shneim My Darshbe. What is he darshan? With both of them going die, which implies that it's not shown unless both of them are in the right age. It's coming to exclude an act of chidudim from the death penalty. What is chidudim? Says Rashi, it's where a man is involved with a woman, but not where they actually do tashmish, but it's just rubbing up and getting hanah. He's getting hanah. He ain't on hanah. She doesn't get any hanah. We both have to be equal in terms of getting hanah. When it comes to lo kedarka, she's not getting hanah. Still, she's included in the chiyuv over there, even if it's bia, even though she's not getting enough, because it's still called bia. It's still called bia, even though it's lokataka. So he says that possibly because when it says umesa gam shneim means both of them have to get hana that they're actually having tashmish and here not, and therefore that's what he's coming to say. He says what does he say? That's nothing. In other words, I said lo tzich lamuti. You don't need a pasuk to come to be mamayit because you didn't really do anything over there. When you're being just rubbing up, I mean, it might be an iser, but you know, but it's not actual tashmish. V'idach Rav Yosha, what does he say? Hi, levado, my darish pay. How does he explain the man who lay with her alone shall die? Because he says that it's not given until the death penalty is not given until both of them are right to be punished. Get it timely. We can learn to in a brisa. Bo alea sarav bnei adam v'adayin hibesula. Let's say you have 10 people come on a naim rosa, but she's still a besula. Why? Because he did shalok adarka kula meskila. All of them get skila because she's still considered a besula. So every one of them is in that chiyuv of Naim Rasa. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, Harisham skila, that only the first one ends up getting skila, v'kulam v'chenek, and the rest of them end up getting chenek. Says Rashi, the gabi skila levadoksev, v'kroy yaseru, says levadoks, kroy yaseru lema'ute ki haigavne, to explain this thing, da'afagav to Karina Bey, besula, ein beskila, Ella echad, besula ein beskila. Ella echad mehem. Hosa shachav malavado. Tana rishon shabiyasa. I see yichidus. That was the first one. Okay. Tana rabbanan ubasich kohen ki seichel znos. The pasuk says that the daughter of a kohen, she's seichel. She profanes herself through znos. Right. Then what happens? She's being mechalal her father, and she gets burned by the fire. Right. And that's what. The Heilige, Heilige Apostle comes and says that Basish coined Kisechel Zosafia, Himchalelas, Beishi Sarv, she gets burnt in the fire. For Rabbi Omer, Tchila, the word Techel means Tchila, means that it is initiated, the first one. Vechenu Omer, and similarly, it says, Umesa Isha Shashachav Yimal Vado, the man who lay with her alone shall die. My Kalmar. What is he saying? Amar funa bei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yishmael Israeli. Also, Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar Arusa Yatsa the Sreifa. That if she's a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, who's an Arusa, she's excluded Yatsa from the normal case of Chenek, and she gets Sreifa below Nesua, but not if she's a Nesua. Ooh, this takes us back to Daf Samach Beis. Pardon, Nun Aleph from Abayis, the beaver. Anyway, Arusa Yatsa L'Sreifa V'lo Nesua, V'Hachi Kamar, and this is what Rabbi was saying. Im Tchilas Bia Biznos, if the initial Bia is Biznos, then Bisreifa, then she gets burnt. Idach B'chenek, but other things that happen over there,
right? Those who do it after the fact that she's no longer this basula, then they end up getting chenek. Says the Gemara, my v'chein. What does it mean when it says, and similarly, the man who lay with her as alone, levado, will die, ki hasam. It means that the din in this case of the Baskoin is similar to the one over there of the Naira Murasa, Mahasam Bitchilas Bia Kamishtoikra, Hachanami Bitchilas Bia Kamishtoikra. Just like over there by the case of Naira Murasa, the Pasuk is talking about the initial Tashmish, where it says it talks about her particularly that she gets stoned. Hachanami here too with the Baskoin, Bitchilas Bia Kamishtoi, it signals her that she gets burned. Amar Lei, Rav Bibi Barabaye, says Rav Bibi Barabaye, Mar Lo hachi amar. Nope, my master didn't say this. Ooh, Manu, who's that? Rav Yosef. Now, Rabbi Meir's relay. So what did he say? The Rebbe agrees with Rabbi Meir. The Amar nises le'echad bin apsulin. Let's say a Bas Kohen is married to a psula, someone who's pasul, right? She's not allowed to be with particular people. Then misas bechenek, she's going to die by chenek and not by sreifa v'achkamer. Im tchilas achalasa biznos, if her beginning of being chulinizing herself, desecrating, comes through biznos b'sreifa, then it's sreifa. V'idach bechenek, but in any other case, then she's going to be chayiv chenek. Right, that means, in other words, if she was already previously desecrated through marriage to a person who's psul, then it's going to be that. Umay v'chein. What does it mean? It says, and similarly, it says that the man who lay with her alone shall die. Right, it says, Rashi, umay v'chein, hacha lo kapid, ela aschalas chilal, v'lo aschalas bia, v'asam aschalas bia nami kapid. Beep, turn the page. Samach zayinam at aleph. Simana bi'alma, it's just a simon. Meaning, Rebbe's not saying, let's compare this case to the case of an amirasa. He just wanted to bring another pasuk that deals with a beginning, a unique type of punishment that applies only if it was a starting point of act for the girl, right? And that is a simon for the din that a bas kohen is going to be killed by sreifa only if it was her first act, right? She says, "But chilas shum davar akasa b'dabar that chilas chilul miyahava." Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.